gathering excess fruit, vegetables, produce generally from private tree or landowners and using volunteers to do that and giving that to community members in need.
Charles Miller is the new program coordinator for the Utah State University gleaning team. Even with the pandemic, Miller says the program is growing consistently. Last year, the team gleaned about 15,000 pounds of fruit and produce. And this year, the total to date is 2,794 pounds.
We're about 300 pounds ahead of where we were last year. Right now, apple season will also, in terms of poundage, will change things a lot.
Event cancellations and food shortages early in the pandemic led to an increased fervor in local gardening efforts, something Ronette Anderson, co-owner of Anderson Seed and Garden, has seen firsthand since March.
It's been everything gardening. So fruit trees, vegetables, it's been overwhelmingly just great amounts, more than normal this year.
Anderson says most of their customers had planned on canning the majority of their produce, especially after seeing the way people hoarded toilet paper and food in March, so she's not sure how many people will have excess to donate. But Miller says most gardeners and landowners have already harvested their fill by the time the gleaning team comes, lending to higher donations to the Student Nutritional Access Center at USU, or SNAC, and the Cache Community Food Pantry. Alicia Baxter is the Summer Associate Director of SNAC and says their patrons really appreciate the fresh produce.
Whenever we bring in new food every week, we have a lot of new produce, and everyone likes to put their order in right away so that they can all get the fresh produce.
Visit upr.org for information on how to register your fruit trees or to sign up to volunteer. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.